Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2490 with a release date of Friday, July 18th, 2025, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. The FCC okays experimental use of amateur frequencies by a satellite for 5G broadband. Youth on the Air hosts its first junior camp, and ham radio plus a small dog help rescue a hiker in the Swiss Alps. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2490 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Wadsworth, Ohio, here's Stephen Kenford, N8WB.
Our top story takes us to Washington, D.C., where the FCC has approved an experimental license for the satellite of a 5G mobile provider. And the license approves use of some amateur radio frequencies. We have details from Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
AST Space Mobile, the Texas-based rival of SpaceX, has been approved for an experimental license to test a low-Earth orbit satellite that is a prototype for its planned mobile phone connectivity from space. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission granted the license on Friday, July 11th, giving the company the ability to test a satellite that has a phased array antenna that enables it to function as a cell tower from space. Known as FM1, it is at the center of the 5G broadband provider's hopes to build a satellite-to-phone internet system. The FCC has assigned the call sign WP2XRX, which expires on July 1, 2027. A copy of the license online shows that it authorizes experimental operation only on 37.5 to 42 GHz and 2.235 GHz, 2.245 GHz. For mobile satellite services. The amateur radio frequencies, 430 to 440 MHz, also appear on the license. The 5G service requested those frequencies to conduct telemetry, tracking, and telecommand between ground stations and its satellites. The company seeks FCC approval for operation of 248 low-Earth orbit, non-geostationary satellites. Its present license only permits 5. AST Space Mobile has been developing its network in association with AT&T and Verizon. SpaceX is partnering with T-Mobile. A copy of the license can be seen using the link to the FCC website that appears in the text version of this week's newscast. This is Kent Peterson, KC0DGY.
Meanwhile, Amateur Radio Daily reports that a ham in Germany has asked the FCC to oppose AST Space Mobile's use of amateur radio frequencies on 70 centimeters and is seeking proof that its operation cannot cause interference to radio amateurs. A comment period remains open on the FCC website through the 21st of July. The amateur radio map of Canada has undergone a change with its creation of a new section. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, has the details.
Radio amateurs who live in Canada's Yukon Territory now have a section to call their own. Radio Amateurs of Canada has separated the Yukon Territory from the overall territory section and given it a designation of its own. It now carries the abbreviation YUK, setting it apart from hams in Nunavut and the Northwest Territories. Those regions will continue to be part of the section known as Territories, which carries the abbreviation TER. Radio Amateurs of Canada made the announcement in the July-August 2025 issue of the journal The Canadian Amateur. The change took effect on the 1st of July. While the new section may have consequences for ARRL Field Day, Sweepstakes CW, Sweepstakes SSB, and the 160-meter contest, the changes are not expected to have an impact on any major contests from the ARRL or RAC. Organizers of QSO parties may need to review their operating rules. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Listen for the pileups as four young amateurs get on the air from Curaçao during the Dave Coulter Memorial Youth DX Adventure. Travis Lisk, N3ILS, tells us who they are.
It is always a bit of a homecoming every year when the young participants in the Dave Coulter Memorial Youth DX Adventure arrive in Curaçao at the Super Contest Station of the Caribbean Contesting Consortium. From the 17th through to the 22nd of July, the adventurers host, ULI, DL8OBQ, we'll be extending a welcome to Oklahoma brothers Izzy Russell, KJ5, CMP, and Josiah, WD5JR, and their father John, N5VOF, Agnes Wagner, AD8IR, and her brother Ben, AD8FQ, are accompanied by their grandmother Joanne, a fan of CW, even though she is not a licensed amateur operator herself. As in previous years, the group's log is destined to fill up with several thousand QSOs as the young operators call QRZ under the call sign PJ2Y from the island that is IOTA number SA099. The adventure opportunity, which is opened to licensed amateurs between the ages of 12 and 17, bears the name of its co-founder, Dave Coulter, KB8OCP, who became a silent key in 2013. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
Youth on the Air in the Americas Camp has ended its run in Colorado, and now it's time for the camp's much younger version to shine in Ohio as we hear from Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Youth on the Air Junior Camp USA, the younger sibling of the Youth on the Air in the Americas, is preparing to welcome campers for the first time this month. And you can too, by working them when they get on the air. The debut session of this camp is being hosted by the Westchester Amateur Radio Association at the National Voice of America Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester, Ohio. Youngsters under the age of 15 will be calling CQ at the special event call sign W8Y throughout the weekend of July 25th and at specially scheduled times. When they're not in the shack, however, the campers will be involved in radio-related activities similar to those at the regional YOTA camps for young people 15 through 25. You can participate, too, by watching the opening ceremony at 1700 UTC on Friday, July 25th, on the Youth on the Air YouTube channel, where videos will highlight some of the day's activities. Of course, getting these youngsters in your log is the best way to support them. Be listening on the HF bands, especially at the following dedicated times: Friday, July 25th from 2230 to 0100 UTC, Saturday, July 26th from 1500 to 1600 UTC, and Sunday, July 27th from 2000 to 2100 UTC. This is Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Amateur radio isn't the only activity that seeks good mileage from the sun. How about solar-powered automobiles? High school students are putting these homebrew vehicles to the test, and amateur radio is celebrating that challenge, as we hear from Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
The Texas Motor Speedway is the scene of the Solar Car Challenge, an event that has been encouraging high school students to experiment with alternative energy since 1993. According to a post on the QRZ.com forums, special event station K5S will be on 20 meters from the 17th through the 25th of July to celebrate the cars built by students from California, Florida, Washington State, Texas, and elsewhere. Listen for radio operators around 14.340 MHz for single sideband and 14.074 MHz for FT8. They'll be on the air from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. U.S. Central Time. The actual 4 days of the race are the 20th through the 23rd. Naturally, everyone's hoping for good terrestrial and solar weather. Everyone, start your engines. This is Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the amateur radio news I heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W9YRC repeater of the York Radio Club in Elmhurst, Illinois, following the weekly Wednesday net at 8 p.m. The Adventure Radio Society is challenging CW ops to turn down their power and get outdoors with the trees and the bees. Jim Dameron, N8TMW, explains.
So, here's the buzz. If you're a CW operator and enjoy QRP, 4 hours on July 27th have been reserved just for you. It's the annual Flight of the Bumblebees, organized by the Adventure Radio Society, and anyone can operate from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Because the objective is for bumblebee stations to work portable and home-based stations to chase bumblebees, it promises to be quite a hive of activity. You'll know you're working a bumblebee because the operators will append *BB to their calls. Each bumblebee will be assigned their own number so that they aren't just bumbling along. This popular event has also worked well for pota hunters and sota chasers, but as always, there are rules to follow, and there is a necessary exchange of bumblebee numbers and other information, but always short and sweet. For details, visit the Adventure Radio Society website. The link appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. The Society was formed in the 1990s by Russ Carpenter, AA7QU, in Oregon, to promote the enjoyment of QRP radio outdoors. This is Jim Dameron, NATMW.
In India, hams helped a family reunite with a missing daughter they had long since given up for dead. We hear the details from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
The parents of a woman missing from West Bengal, India, for 8 years were reunited with her in early July by amateur radio operators after she was found in Bangladesh. Her parents told local media that she had disappeared from her home 8 years ago, and they were convinced she had died during that time. Local media reports said that the woman, who was now 28, had been determined to have mental challenges. A report in the Indian Express said that Muhammad Abdul Ghani Fitu, S21BD, a ham in Bangladesh, first spotted the woman at a railway station not far from the social services agency he operates. He told the newspaper that when he spoke with her, he was surprised to learn she was from India. He contacted amateurs in West Bengal and provided information about her home village and her parents' names, which she was able to provide. In West Bengal, Ambrash Nar Biswar, VU2JFA, said he received the woman's photos and other details and asked Sanjib Sama, a shortwave listener who belongs to the West Bengal Radio Club, to assist by locating her parents. They were tracked down the next day, and following a video call between them and her daughter, arrangements were being made with government authorities for her eventual return after her medical condition could be further assessed and managed. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
In the world of DX, a 12-person team will be using the call sign 9M8A from Satang Besar Island, IOTA number OC165, East Malaysia, from the 26th of July through to the 10th of August. Listen for them operating CW, SSB, FT8, and FT4 on 80 through 6 meters. They will also participate in the IOTA contest. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Maxim OH70 is on the air as 8Q7YY from the Maldives, IOTA number AS013, through to the 25th of July. His main mode is SSB, but he will occasionally operate using FT8. Listen for him on 40, 20, 17, 15, 12, 10, and 6 meters. See QSL details on QRZ.com. Be listening for Joe F8GDP operating holiday style as F8GDP/P from Oleron Island, IOTA number EU032, from the 20th of July through to the 1st of August. He will operate mainly using CW and occasionally FT8. Listen for Joe on 60, 40, and 30 meters, QSL via the home call. Team J45E will be on the air from the 24th through the 29th of July from Kos Island, IOTA number EU001. Listen on 80 through 10 meters, where operators will be using CW, SSB, and the digital modes. The team will also participate in the IOTA contest. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Finally, there are two tiny ham radio heroes in our final story for this week. Both prevented a hiking accident from turning into a tragedy. We'll let Ralph Squillaci, KK6ITB, share the details.
A July 4th hike in the Swiss Alps near the Italian border turned into a fight for life for one hiker after he lost his footing and plunged into an icy crevasse that trapped him 8 meters deep below the glacial surface. The hiker was not alone. He'd held onto his amateur radio HT and used it to call for help. According to various media accounts, although his signal was picked up nearby, that radio operator could not narrow down the hiker's location. He reached out to emergency services instead. The hiker was also not alone because he had a companion, his small dog, believed to be a papillon. The little dog remained steadfast in the snow, sitting atop of the glacial hole that held the man captive. As it turns out, the shivering, barking dog is what got the helicopter rescue crew's attention first before they even saw the crevasse. The Air Zermatt rescue team was able to lift the hiker and his dog to safety and flew them to a local hospital. Air Zermatt released a statement later calling the effort an extraordinary rescue mission. Neither the hiker's name nor the dog's name were made public. Hams know that a life-saving HT is always a plus for such hikes. But for extra assurance, perhaps the next essential in the amateur radio go kit ought to be something called an LD, which in this case stands for Loyal Dog. This is Ralph Squillaci, KK6 ITB.
A good QSO can be like poetry sometimes. So why not write a haiku about amateur radio and join the Newsline Haiku Challenge? It's as easy as writing a QSL card. We can only accept the correct haiku format. That is a three-line verse with five syllables in the first line, seven in the second, and five in the third. Submit your work on our website at arnewsline.org. Each week's winner gets a shout-out on our website where everyone can find the winning haiku. With thanks to Adventure Radio Society, Adventure.com, Amateur News Daily, CBS, David Behar, K7DB, DX World, 425 DX Bulletin, FCC, Guardian, PC Mag, ShortwaveRadio.de, Solar Car Challenge, Swiss Info, Wireless Institute of Australia, Youth on the Air, YouthDXA.org, Zero Retries Newsletters, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org and know that we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2025, all rights reserved.